Mike, do you have that?
Let me tell you, I'm a little confused because Dave is using the word this, that the issue of this.
The implementation of HD radio.
The recommendation of HD radio.
The implementation of HD radio.
Okay, the implementation of HD radio. Okay.
Mike, would you read it so that everybody clearly understands what the motion is?
Motion by Adelson, seconded by Montez, that the issue of the implementation of HD radio go before the Finance Committee and the Technology Committee to consider these questions and make recommendations to the board before this technology is implemented.
That's pretty clear. Yeah.
Is it clear to people that the board must approve prior to implementation?
Got that, Mike?
Yeah, sure. I think that's
all right. Now we go to the discussion.
So if the committee don't take it up, it's not going to...
That's right. If we don't do our work, it's not a stop.
That needs to be a part of the motion.
Okay. Yeah. Mark, William.
Yeah, I wanted to speak against this motion because of just what's been said. Because, I mean, the Technology Committee has yet to convene. It is convening now, and I'm glad to hear that, but that's a committee that still has a ways to go. And I don't necessarily want to hold up what we're doing while that committee, sort of invents itself. My concern about this is when we met in D.C., remember, the National Program Director hire was before us. And we said we're going to put it off and let the Programming Committee to study it and come back at this meeting in New York, and we'll hold it off for 3 months. Even though staff told us that they really wanted it, and we heard from Ursula and everybody they really needed it. Now New York is here. That committee has yet to touch it, so we're going to push it further. So I'm concerned that if we refer to committees and then those committees aren't able to address it, it dies. It basically becomes an indirect table motion.
Amended to say again.
But I'm just saying that's my concern, as stated in this motion. Until the technology and the finance committee weigh in on this, we don't do anything.
William?
I'm also against the motion. I think the technology committee was the most efficient committee of this board. It met a few times, and I have no doubt that the technology committee will take the issue up. But I think that more what the real issue is that this is a budget expenditure that's in the range that's going to be presented to the board anyway. If the technology committee wants to meet and give recommendations on it, by all means, have a meeting, make recommendations, and send it to the national office. And I'm sure that they'll be able to take those recommendations with open arms. There's no need for us to pass a resolution at this level to basically legislate that before the national office do something that they need to check in with the committee. I think that the committee should do the work and forward it and not hinge that upon what the national office needs to do around HD radio or not do. And a lot of the managers in the network don't even support it in addition to because they agree with a lot of the reports. None of it, one of them came from Jim Bennett at KPFA. So, I mean, it's already written. Like, managers aren't 100% sold on it.
Okay. Call the question.
I was next on the staff.
Already next.
I was initially, I'd done some reading on HD radio, and I was very excited about the prospect of it. But speaking to Dave and speaking to at least one general manager and finding out a little bit more, I had considered it a large gamble in the future, something that would take at least 3 years to really start to show any benefit because of the cost and the technological things that have to be overcome. Plus, it's a proprietary technology that's being pushed by one company. I don't know of how many of you out there spent a lot of money on quadraphonic systems. I had a reel-to-reel. I had all this stuff. And a few years later, it went by the wayside. With all of the other avenues of technology to deliver audio, there are... It's, as I say, it's an extremely large gamble, and it's something that I think the Technology Committee really needs to be able to investigate before we, as a board, spend a lot of funds that we really don't have that could be allocated for much more important projects. And I'm saying this as a person who was extremely excited about the prospect of HD radio initially. As I say, it needs a lot more investigation before we spend our foundation money on it.
Question has been called. Time to end.
My hand up before you, and you had nodded your head.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I called the question.
All right.
And I just wanted to say, also being on the technology committee and not knowing a whole lot about this particular technology or any other technology. But I chose to be on that committee because I would like to learn more about what we're doing as a board and the network. And I would also like to say that this might sound a little terse, but I'm not dipping into other committees and what they're doing and how they're handling their business. And I can understand you having concerns about what is being said and done, and maybe the fact that it might, that technology had not met to your liking, but we have talked on the phone and through emails. So it has not necessarily been a situation where you knew, you, everyone was aware of what was going on with technology committee. But we would like to be able to continue our emails and talking on the phone, and we will be meeting, and we've met here over this past weekend.
There's a motion to end debate. All those in favor of ending debate, raise your hand. 18. All of those opposed. Debate is ended. Vote on the motion itself. All those in favor of Dave's motion, raise your hand.
The motion is the issue of the implementation of HD radio goes before the Finance Committee and the Technology Committees to consider the questions and make recommendations to the board before this technology is implemented. This issue must be approved by the PNB before implementation.
All those in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Those opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 11, 6. It passes. Yes, Steve.
I think it'd be, I'm a little confused, and it would be great to get some clarification. Yesterday we heard a report that indicated that the foundation is facing a severe budget crisis next year. And we haven't talked about that, but we are talking about a conversion to HD radio. We're talking about anecdotally hiring a national program director, and PFW has talked about adding new staff people. I'm not getting a sense that there's a strategic plan in place to deal with the budget crisis, and we're continuing to talk about individual budget items and individual priorities without a master plan that prioritizes necessary capital expenses, necessary overhead and staffing expenses, and that identifies a wish list of things that we would do if we had the money to do them. And I know that we can't do that at this meeting today, but I think this board, I think the foundation needs it.
Thank you so much.
I can respond to that briefly, Mr. Chair.
Go right ahead.
Now that we've kind of finished our process resolutions and finance, we kind of created the wheel. I think that's exactly what we're going to begin vetting at the Finance Committee is budgetary prioritization. And we started those discussions last week.
Yeah, and I would just add for all the board members in the ED report, in the red board packet, I hope you got one, Steve, but I lay out the priorities for FY06 from the perspective of the national office, going down that menu of priorities, number one, number two, number three, understanding, of course, that there's going to be some severe budget limitations facing the foundation possibly next year, possibly even the years ahead.
Before we go into it, yes, Lonnie.
I just like to get the sense of the board of the timetable that we'll operate on in the budget prioritization process, because I have suggested, and I will bring forth in the April board, the issues around critical priorities and hopefully working with the Finance Committee. So my anticipation would be that at the April board, we would look at those June board. Mm-hmm. At the June board, that this board would look at those priorities and make some of those tough decisions. That would be the anticipation, at least the first cut, the first right. step.
I want to work with you on that, Lonnie. I have no doubt that National Finance is behind you on trying to get that work done.
Because that gives us, because in July and August, the budgets will be before the LSBs, so this group would have to have first look.
Before we go into executive session,
I have
hold on a second. There are two items we definitely have to take care of. One is the executive director's search and how we're going to set up that search. And the other thing has to do with the selection of our secretary. I mean, even though Mike and Rob have assured me that they're going to get minutes out pretty quickly, we need to deal with that whole business of secretary's search.
One other item.
Yes.
What Ray was about to say was that the National Committee of Inclusion has probably a 5-minute, very quick report.
Okay. Yes.
Yes, I'd like to nominate LaVon Williams.
Can't hear you.
I'd like to nominate LaVon Williams for our secretary.
Sorry. Mr. Chair, I'll decline. Thank you, but I
decline. Dave?
Based on informal polling by myself, and I've talked to other people who've done informal polling, I think we have a grand total of 0 people on this board who have indicated an interest in this position. I could be wrong if anyone wants to self-nominate. If not, I suggest that we appoint a secretary pro tem and ask that the coordinating committee look at ways of possibly finding somebody who could perform secretarial duties in a way consistent with the bylaws, and to bring a recommendation for the next meeting on that.
I second that.
It's been seconded. Discussion.
Yes. I would like to ask, is this a particular position? And no, I am not asking to do it. Let that be clear. But is this a position that has to be someone on the board?
No.
Okay, so is it possible that someone be nominated, if not at this meeting, by the time we have our next teleconference, that may be interested in doing this particular job?
Dave?
I was suggesting that the coordinating committee coordinate that effort, seek those recommendations, check on any details, and bring those names so that they would be submitted through the coordinating committee to the board so that we'd act on it at the next meeting.
Donna?
This is a plug. If we had the administrative assistant that I've been pushing for 2 years, she could take the minutes. He or she could take the minutes and other things. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yes, Lonnie?
Mike, please.
He's not on the board.
There is interest from Lalani in taking on that extra duty.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, for a stipend.
I have no problem with the stipend. My God. Okay. That's marvelous. Now let's go to the difficult one of
Chair?
Yes.
One of the problems is Leilani does a million things during our board meeting. Who's going to do the million things if she...
You're an assistant.
Okay, but don't we need somebody during the meeting to be, tracking the motions and reading them back and doing all that?
Yeah.
Because maybe what we can do is have somebody each meeting who would volunteer for that particular task, but then Leilani...
Yes.
I mean, but...
William.
But the point of my motion was that the coordinating committee could work out anything that needs working out, and we'd formalize it at the next meeting. Meanwhile, we can agree that Leilani will be the pro tem secretary and will propose any...
Are you making that part of your motion?
Yeah, the motion was that the coordinating committee recommend a solution to the board for adoption at its next meeting.
Second
motion. Right, and I wanted to speak to the motion, Mr.
Yes.
Chair. Once again, it's a committee that has yet to meet. I'm not knocking committees that have not met, but I'm just saying the reality of it is that, that's a committee that we've already referred a number of things to that has yet to meet. And I'm concerned about the secretary because we need somebody that, when we're in executive session, an organization needs a secretary that can come to those meetings and, like I said, executive session and all of that. So, nobody wants to do it.
Can you accept an amendment to your motion that
I wanted to say that I had spoken to Teresa Allen about it because, you don't have to be a member. And her only concern about doing it was, Teresa,
Wasn't it? Is she here?
Yeah, right there.
Were you interested in being secretary except for the technical? I mean, were you interested in doing that? You had indicated one time, you remember Teresa was a former member of the board. Were you interested? Oh.
Mr. Chair, I think I pulled.
Yes, Marty.
Almost everyone.
You did?
Maybe I think everyone.
Okay.
And no one wants to do it.
Yeah. All right.
I think I might have missed Mr. Warren, but I'm guessing.
No, you pulled him.
No, I pulled him.
Dave, can you include Leilani in your motion as temporary?
Leilani will be secretary pro tem, and we'll work out the nuts and bolts of how it works.
But in the coordinating committee.
In the coordinating committee. So if there's any issues around.
There's no further discussion. Let's go to a vote on that. All those in favor of the motion, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. 18. All right. Motion approved. Now let's get to the more difficult one, and that is the executive director search.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I have a motion.
Go.
I move that we create a committee to implement an executive director search that consists of one member from each station area and an affiliates representative and two general managers.
Is there a second?
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded.
Point of order.
Are there questions? Yes.
I think that the bylaws specify the composition of committees, and they don't include the inclusion of staff as voting members. Perhaps the managers would be ex officio. So I'd like to propose an amendment. They'd be ex officio non-voting members chosen by the directors who are selected for that committee.
If you're correct on the bylaws, I have no objection to that amendment.
Point of information.
Okay, point of information.
Isn't that all the directors are the coordinating committee is made of all the directors already, and the staff. Oh, there are only two people there from the staff, right?
Right.
Just the CFO and the ED. ED is not there, so why are we creating another committee that's a duplicate of the coordinating committee?
May I speak to that, Chair?
Yes, yeah, you may.
The coordinating committee, first of all, is eight people, and not this committee is five. The coordinating committee also has a number of other tasks before it, and the idea was these would be people that we would select for this particular purpose. I think this thing is critical enough that the board should be voting to select the specific people it wants on this body. And I also think I think that this body should also determine a mechanism for input of various other stakeholders in this process, which not necessarily they're going to be part of it, but how LSBs are going to weigh in, how staff are going to weigh in, and the rest.
What is the motion?
The motion is, to restate the motion, is to create a search committee to search for the executive director, both interim and permanent, to consist of one member from each station listening location, and an affiliate representative and two general managers.
And the amendment is that the general managers be ex officio non-voting members chosen by the directors.
Yeah.
I like to amend that motion.
Right.
To also include on the search committee the current executive director. Maybe in a non-voting position, but I like to have him on that committee.
Yes, yeah, second to that amendment.
No objection to that. It's to adding to that.
Is there a second to my amendment?
Yeah, it was a second to both amendments. Dave, where in the bylaws does it say that the board committee cannot have staff or affiliates on it?
Under committees, other committees.
That's what I'm looking at. In addition to local boards, the board of directors may, by resolution, designate one or more committees to serve at the pleasure of the board. Any such committee shall have only such authority as provided by resolution of the board, and no committee may, without full board review and approval, do specific things, A to H. But it doesn't exclude membership. It says...
under Section 2, composition of board committees. Except as otherwise provided in these bylaws, all committees shall include at least one director from each station and two delegates.
Yeah.
Provided, however, that the inclusion of delegates on a committee shall not be required where the board by majority vote determines the privilege sensitive or confidential nature, the board may designate one or more directors as alternates, et cetera, et cetera. So but I guess there's not a prohibition.
There's no exclusive.
Okay,
no
but,
exclusionary
but my
language.
Amendment, my amendment still stands. I'd like the management people to be chosen by the directors on the committee and to be ex officio non-voting members.
I think we're going to split that out and have a vote on the amendment because I think there's disagreement.
One more amendment.
Let's I'm sorry, Sarv and then Bob.
I'd like to amend the motion, and I'd like to include on that committee the CFO as well.
Point of order. There are two amendments on the floor at the moment. I think that's the limit, is it not? And shouldn't we deal with those?
There
and
was
then
no second anyhow. Would you read the...
Yeah, I'm working off memory here since it's my motion. But my motion is to create a special committee consisting of one representative from each station.
To be selected by IRV.
To be selected by IRV from each station location and the affiliate representative and two general managers and the executive director. That was a friendly amendment. As I think the executive director ought to be ex officio, but as an advisor, since he's leaving, but the two general managers, I think, are kind of up for grabs.
Is that clear to everybody?
No, point of order. There aren't friendly amendments. It belongs to the body to decide whether each of these amendments that have been made get added to the main motion.
You have an amendment to make them ex officio.
And okay. To be chosen by the members of the committee. And Donna has an amendment to include the ED as ex officio.
Okay. Then the ED and your amendment are, I guess, two separate amendments.
We start with the ED and the ex officio. Your pleasure on those on that amendment?
But, Mr. Chair, the problem with this is that we haven't had a discussion about any of this. I mean, before we get to who is going to be on this committee, and I do have my concerns because I've been on these personnel committees, and they often get, especially with the IRV, they're very split, and then we start battling, like you said, the personnel committee, which is five, can't even agree on a report. And for us, we haven't said what this search committee is supposed to be charged with. I mean, what is this going to be, the committee that then decides, you know, what is the charge of this committee that's being created? I'm not clear on that. Before we decide who's on it, what is it?
To search for the executive director and the interim executive director.
So, I mean, that's an awful broad charge. To search for
and make recommendations
and presumably
back.
Find.
Well, no, it would make recommendations back to the PNB.
Okay, to search for an interim general manager and then, I mean, ED.
Interim ED.
And ED.
And ED.
And make recommendations to the
to
body.
To this body.
On
this is the deciding body.
Search process.
But then on what? The search process or the candidates?
Well, to create a search process, which I think should be vetted by the PNB, and then to implement the search process.
Presuming that the recommendation would include that committee.
Yes.
So the committee is being formed to make suggestions to the PMB on what we ought to do with the search.
Well, make suggestions on the process, but then implement the process to do both. I mean, I think the process needs to be vetted by the PNB. For example, Fine. The committee meets, comes back to the PNB on a phone conference and says, this is how we think we ought to do it. And the PNB says,
then I think that your motion should stop there, because basically what you're saying is that this committee will not only determine the process, but also make itself the, you know, not only will it determine, recommend the process, but will then make itself the agent for the process.
Well.
Which is a self, you know, I mean, self-creation. In other words, why doesn't this committee just meet and then come back to the PNB and say, this is how we think we ought to conduct this search, and put a time on when they have to come back.
Yeah, that's
and then
exactly
if their
right.
recommendation is that this committee be charged, then that would be a recommendation. But let's first hear what that committee thinks we ought to do. Would seem to me to be the way to go.
Is that the understanding of the maker and the board?
I guess my concern is that if Dan indicated that he would be leaving as early as 90 days. That we are on the hot seat. And I think that this committee, if it's a truly representative committee of the station groups and the affiliate and with management representation, ought to be able to present a process to the PNB that the PNB is comfortable. But then also, then once the process is approved, to just get after it, get to work, and do what's directed, and report back to the PNB with candidates for the PNB to review. That's how I think it should work.
Is it clear?
Right. Well, I still have questions, problems with it, but I'll defer and come back to me.
Williams Fadi.
I see the merits of both Mike's comments and Mark's comments, and I think that it's fine to have a group create a search process. There's no reason why that group can't create a process that then creates another group to then do the actual hiring process. And the reason I'm putting that out there is I think that a lot of the search processes in this foundation are very divisive because you have the same people who create the process doing the process, and there's no firewall. And it creates a situation where being on a search committee becomes a power grab rather than one committee actually looking at all of the processes and what goes into doing a hiring process and then having a different group create that. I mean, having a different group actually do that hiring process. And it's just something that we don't do here. And it's one place that doesn't do it. Everywhere else I've worked with, it's always two different groups. It's just a safety mechanism.
Well, the power is in the hands of the full board.
I was going to make that. That was
Thank
the
you,
point.
Mr. Yeah.
Well, it isn't.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it has to be brought. The plan has to be brought back to the
full
board.
The
board is going to have to decide
but that's
who's going to implement it. And Fadi?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I couldn't agree more with Mike. I understand some of the concerns that Mark has, but I certainly agree with Mike. We have to hit the road rolling. I mean, when Dan mentioned that it's 60 to 90 days he's going to be gone,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's 2 to 3 months. Now, how often do we meet? Once a month. You guys get my drift, right? it's going to, within three meetings, he's gone. Is what I'm trying to say. And we really need to make sure that we hit the road running quickly with a process and a group, and we got to create that here at the meeting.
You know, this is my problem that I have with that.
Bob first, and then you again.
Yeah, I think we should aim to somewhat divide this into two separate processes and tasks. One is we have to immediately start moving towards an interim ED. That has to happen pretty quickly, because you can't just name someone without going through some application process and so on. So I think that has to start today. And then the question of a search for a permanent person, I mean, obviously we need to begin to get that in place as soon as possible, but that's going to take, as William and others have said, you know, more debate and thought about how to do it and how to put it out. And also, I would submit that should be a broader committee than just members of the board. I think it should probably include at least one representative from each LSB. And so that whole question, you know, needs to be thought about carefully. So maybe we could approve a committee today that would start the immediate tasks and then recommend back to this board. And perhaps we even need a meeting before April 25th. I'm not sure. A teleconference. To approve whatever plan or modify whatever plan they have for the search for the permanent and the composition of the committee, the search committee for the permanent.
Mark,
those are exactly the sort of issues that I think that this group should be dealing with. In other words, I think we need first to look at the and I'm not saying we should take forever on it. I'll put a time on it, and I understand 90 days, but the question is, should we look for interim? Should we go first for that? What should be the process? Those are questions. Who should be included? That we're not prepared to discuss. The motion before us already identifies five people, two and three ex officials, and these people are going to do it. And I think I understand the need to move, but I don't want to move that quickly because I think that's reckless. I think we do need to talk about who should be on this, what voices need to be heard, and in what manner. Otherwise, we could be stuck with a 3-5 committee or a divided committee that's shepherding a certain thing and this GM and that GM on the committee, and I don't want it to become that.
I call all pending questions.
just wanted to make one comment
about to
be conscious of cost, that if you've ever been on a search committee, and I have, you've got to bring people to you, or you've got to go to them. And if you got some, and if you're going to bring them to you, the you's got to come too. Everybody's got to come to one place, and the travel cost could get pretty substantial. So I mean, that's just one thing I thought you need to keep in mind about the size and composition of a search committee that can work efficiently and get the job done and make a recommendation back to the board after the board has approved one the process. The board approves the process and then gives the mandate to the committee to go forward with the process and then comes back to the board with the final result.
The amendment, last amendment, has to do with the executive director being ex officio. Is that correct? All right. Then we have to consider that first.
Motion to amend by Warren. Point of order. Seconded by Warren's amendment.
Point of information.
Yes.
Ex officio generally means by virtue of the office and does not imply non-voting. I thought the amendment was ex officio non-voting and should be specified that way.
Well, I didn't hear the non-voting. Do you want to read that amendment back?
I have motion to amend by Warren, seconded by Fadi, to add the executive director to the committee as an ex officio member.
That's what I thought. Okay.
That's it. You don't mean non-voting.
Said by reason of his office.
No, I said non-voting.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
okay.
I did.
Add the word non-voting.
Non-voting? Okay, non-voting. As an ex officio non-voting.
Who's non-voting in this committee then? Everybody but the board?
The management people.
Okay.
If we approve the amendment.
Let's vote on the amendment if there are no objections. All those in favor of the amendment to add the executive director ex officio non-voting, raise your hand. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. It is approved. Those opposed?
Why even?
Everybody else is abstaining. Okay. Now, the First Amendment. Would you read that to us, please?
Motion to amend by Adelson that the PNB select the GM reps and that they be ex officio non-voting members.
That's not accurate.
Sorry.
The motion was that the GMs be ex officio non-voting and chosen by the committee. If somebody wants to divide that, they're more than welcome.
So you want the committee, not the PNB, to select the GMs? That's your motion?
Oh, I move to divide that.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Why can't the GMs?
Can we divide it by common consent?
How would you divide it?
The vision is that they be ex officio non-voting, and the other is that they be chosen by the committee.
Let's take the latter. Chosen by committee. All those in favor of the two GMs to be chosen by the committee, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 opposed. It fails. 2 GMs chosen. By whom?
It'd have to be by the PNB.
By the PNB?
The original motion was that all the members are chosen. So now the remaining half of the amendment is that those people who will be chosen by the PNB if we approve the motion are ex officio non-voting. That's the remaining half of the amendment. We don't have to say by whom because the main motion specified that they're chosen by the board.
Mike?
I'm confused by what David just said.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Essentially because the main motion does indicate that the committee will be chosen by the Pacifica National Board. The amendment does not need to refer to the Pacifica National Board since we have already defeated the committee portion.
Right, so the question is whether...
So the two GMs will be chosen by the National Board.
The two GMs will be ex officio non-voting members.
That's the remaining amendment portion of the amendment, whether they're ex officio non-voting.
Chosen by the National Board.
Okay, fine. Well, if that simplifies and makes it faster, yes, that's
why,
what I
said. Why can't the GMs pick for themselves? Yeah, why do we have to pick? That's when you
vote against the amendment.
Well, you know what? Hold, can I clarify something? That wasn't part of the motion.
In my hands,
oh, you're right,
I don't
William.
Really understand.
Right.
William.
Go ahead, Marie.
William.
Actually, thank really, you. Murray is right. It wasn't part
well,
of
the Well, again, three people have spoken in my
William
hands.
William,
I've been really polite for once. You guys say I'm rude.
Speak. Speak.
All right, I'd like to move that the GMs are selected by the general managers.
Point of order.
Yes.
Wait, point of order. Such a motion should be made after, if we approve the main motion, and the question was called on all pending amendments. If people
yeah.
believe that the main motion doesn't specify, if people... The chair, I believe, accepted it without objection. So that motion, I believe, should be made once we adopt the main motion, which, if people believe is nonspecific, any such motion would be in order after we adopted the amendments.
And point
the
of
motion.
Order.
Point of order, William.
My point of order is that if we just added the words chosen by the PMB, then I could amend that to be chosen by the general manager. So...
not in the original motion.
It's not in
you
the original.
It
oh, it's not in the original.
Yeah, the original motion doesn't speak to how the general the managers are selected.
Okay.
So it could be an amendment, however you all want to do it.
So follow up.
The questions have been called, so we need to dispose of them. And
yeah. The one motion amended, the amended motion that's currently pending by Adelson is that these GM reps be ex officio non-voting members. That's the amendment
that's
currently
the amendment.
Before us.
All right.
Okay. Ready to vote. All those in favor
point,
of
point
I
of order.
Don't understand why that can't be amended. That particular motion.
You can amend the main motion.
That's
can we get a
I'm
vote on the amendment, please?
It's what we're going to do
point
now.
Point of order. Can
yes.
the chair expedite these votes when things are clearly non-controversial by simply asking if there's any objection, and then we can move expeditiously?
Any objections? Then we'll move on.
Objections.
Yes. So that's already been approved.
Okay.
Now, the main motion.
Main motion.
Main motion. Read it, please.
Okay. the main motion, as amended, is to elect a special committee by IRV to search for an ED for both the interim and the permanent ED to consist of one representative from the five station locations, one representative from the affiliates, and two general managers who are ex officio, and the executive director who is ex officio, both non-voting. I mean, ex officio and the general manager
point of
ex
order.
Officio non-voting.
Yes.
In the case of the managers, they can't be elected by IRV because it's more than a single seat. So that would have... did not apply to the managers, the IRV part.
That's where the amendment is begging for one.
That after we vote the main motion.
That because, again, that this amendment says a search. This doesn't say the process. This says the search. Well, no, I want to discuss it. I don't want to just vote it down, Dave. Like you discussed
what?
Yours. I want to discuss. No, we've never
yes.
Microphone.
Yes.
The call to question we never actually voted on, so I'm going to, it wasn't voted on. So it doesn't become that just because it wasn't voted on. Now, my concern still is that this amendment, as written and suggested, says that this group of people will do the search. And as someone you talked about, I've done searches also, and also I've seen where a search committee becomes the search. And that's what we've done here. We've said that these group of people will do the search, and I don't think that we should do that. So I think that I would like to substitute that this group of five people and the ex officios will meet and determine or make a recommendation to the PMB on what this search process should be.
I thought that was original.
Point of order.
I thought that was original motion.
Point
no,
of order.
We had a long debate about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but the one
point
you
of
just
order.
Read doesn't
yeah.
say that.
I called the question. If it's being argued that I thought that it was agreed without a vote that we agreed to dispense with pending questions. If that's not the case, then the motion to call the question should be voted on. It's not debatable, and it
what is
priority.
What is at issue is here is whether or not the motion he read
is
accurate.
Understood.
Okay.
Is accurate.
Okay, yeah. Well then if you could just let me know whether...
Because as I understood the
But he's
debate,
making an amendment and that's different than
clarification. It was made very clear that it would be brought back to the PNB for final decision.
Okay.
Right. Well, you need to read it again.
And that's the reason we need to hear that again. Yeah, it's not accurate.
I don't know that I... in my explaining the motion, I may not be reading my intent, and maybe I need to massage it a little bit, but it was my intent for the motion that this committee first develop the process to bring back to the PNB, and then go implement the process if the PNB approves of such process. So it's a two-tiered process.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is what you just read to us as a motion to vote on did not include that.
Okay, let me
because
add it
people
real
here don't write down motions.
You see?
Well, I'm doing both at the same
time.
No,
you're not supposed to be writing down these motions. People are supposed to write them and give them to you, and that's
but
why
I'm the moving party.
Yes, wait, said just, yeah. Let's be clear as to the language of the motion we're about to vote on.
Give me just 2 seconds.
Take your time.
It was on purpose. I can put a beat to it. Are we having fun yet?
You ought to.
Well, I mean, this is important.
You've got to have a sense of humor,
y'all. One of the
most
important things we'll do this week, so, you know, I don't mind taking time on this. We spent this much time on committees that never met. We can spend it on this.
All right, let's hear it.
Motion to select a special committee by IRV to search for an executive director for both interim and permanent executive director positions, to consist of one representative by the five from the five station locations, one representative from the affiliates, and two general managers. The two general managers are ex officio non-voting, and the executive director will also be added as ex officio non-voting. The committee shall promulgate a process for selecting the executive director and return to the PNB for approval, and then implement the process approved by the PNB.
Everybody clear?
That's not.
What's the problem?
All right,
what's your concern?
Read the first sentence to the period and stop there.
Oh, if you could, I'm sorry. Read the first sentence and stop at the period.
Motion to elect a special committee by IRV to search for an ED for both interim and permanent EDs to consist of one representative from the five station locations, one representative from the affiliates, and two general managers, period.
Okay. So there's my concern that this committee is being created to search, not to recommend a process to us. And so what we're saying is that this committee will search. And the way it will do it is that it will first decide what they think is a good process, come back to us, and then they will go then and search.
No. Not if the PNB doesn't like the process.
Well, then why is it in there?
Let's go beyond the period.
You see what I'm saying?
Let's go beyond the period.
Going beyond the period.
We're well beyond the period.
With the amendments, two general managers and the executive director will serve as ex officio non-voting members of the committee. Then, the final sentence, the committee shall promulgate the process for selecting the executive director and return to the PNB for approval.
Period. Stop there. Why you got that other part?
I had, and then implement the process approved by the PNB.
No, we don't need that. Strike that part and stop.
Then make a motion.
I move that we strike that last little bit.
I move that we strike the last little bit. And it says come back for approval, period. And let's put a date on it.
Point of order. You said that we were clarifying the issue.
That's right.
If the issue is, if people want to do what Mark suggests, I suggest they vote this down. But I believe the question has been called and you accepted the call, the close of debate. We've actually gone beyond that. Could we just vote it? I think everybody's clear on Mark's point. Everybody knows how they feel. Let's vote it, and then we'll know where we are.
Not just clarity. It's whether or not the motion is accurate.
Point of order.
And
but that's he made an amendment,
point of order.
And that's my point of order.
As we've not been insisting that the language be spelled out by Mike so that we know what we're voting on.
That my point of order did not relate to the clarification. It related to the amendment.
Accuracy. Yes, William?
I just think that if we've got four people here who didn't understand, well, I know I didn't understand the motion. If Mark didn't understand the motion, if people are sitting here and the motion wasn't understood and the question was called, it's not a proper debate of the pending motion. So what I'm saying is that it's if we're calling the question before people even understand what the actual motion is, since it isn't on paper in front of us, it creates a problem if we're voting on motions and we have
Bob, quickly.
It's not about you, Dave. It's about people trying to express their opinions. And when you say that's not what you're arguing, it's confusing the issue, and you can't finish your sentence.
This exchange is inappropriate.
Okay, point of information. I'm trying to clarify, Mike, because I thought that after discussion that you had said that the intent was that this body wouldn't necessarily be the body that implements. So so this is not a question of amending it after the fact, that actually what I thought was on the floor at the time was to simply come back with recommendations, period. And then what happens after that will happen after that.
But that's not the motion.
That phrase shouldn't be in the motion because it wasn't what you said earlier was the motion. Am I correct? Mike?
Well, I'm multitasking here, okay?
No, it's not a criticism. You've been doing a fine job. It's just a question.
It seems to me, inherent in the language of the motion, that if the committee comes back and makes a proposal that the PNB doesn't like, then regardless of what the motion says, the PNB has got the authority to say, no,
but that's
we don't
not,
like your
but
proposal.
But that's not the issue. That's not the issue. The issue is who implements what the PNB decides.
Right.
And that
right
was not
now,
included in the first motion as I heard it.
Well,
and that's the reason I'm doing it for accuracy.
Okay. It was in my head, I thought I was saying
I understand.
Carrying out, implementing, doing the deal. My concern is shortness, time, 90 days, cost, all that stuff.
Everybody understands that. Go to the sentence after the period. Let's make sure that is accurate.
The committee shall promulgate the process for selecting the executive director and return to the PNB for approval and then implement the process
approved
by the PNB.
Period after approval. And that'll do it.
But that's not my motion. No.
That's not
but that was the motion that...
It's the motion I made.
Here. No, that was the
so
amendment.
So if somebody wants to amend that to strike that and the implementation part, then somebody submit an amendment to strike. But my original amendment was implementation. I mean, that was the spirit and heart of my original motion.
Everybody has to understand that we're voting on this group also implementing.
That's exactly right.
Okay. All those in favor of the motion as read,
raise your right hand.
Raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. All those opposed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 11, 8. It is approved. Let us now. Yes.
I believe the motion needs to be amended to include the manner of voting for the general managers be an STV vote of this board. And then I believe we also need to populate that committee. I'd like to move both those things.
You'd like to populate the committee today?
Right now. I'd like to hold the vote, but also recognize that the general manager vote be an STV vote.
Need a second.
Second.
Is there a second?
I move to divide the two questions, and I also would like to add another question about the selection of general managers on the committee, unless you want to call the question before I can do that.
Okay, what?
I'll do it. Because I'm sure you would, because no one's going to second it, and then you'll call the question and we can move on. Because it's about you.
You should add just the chair.
That's totally
That was out of order,
chair,
please.
I asked the
totally
chair,
out of
ask
order.
The member not to...
I've already addressed it, yes.
So, you know, I don't...
So where are we?
No, I don't... No, don't touch me.
Would you repeat the motion?
Motion by Adelson to elect the GM by STV and they hold the elections for everything now.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. And William
discussion.
Has moved to divide. Let's deal with the division. That has to do with the GMs. Yes.
Do we have any discussion on this, or did that happen last night? I mean, this is going too fast, and the numbers are already, everybody seems to know. I'm not getting that. If this is the first time we're discussing that, then why are we spending so quick on it, and why do we already know it's going to be two GMs and how they'll be picked? I'm not getting that. Seems like we're rushing through something very important as though we've already come to consensus. And I don't recall a meeting on it.
No,
and I'm concerned about how many GMs and how they're to be picked. If this is going to be the committee that implements, I think it warrants more discussion than we're giving it.
I agree.
Someone should call the question.
Yes, Marty?
Well, here's another suggestion, and I don't necessarily want to move it right now, but how about the GMs to be selected by the Administrative Council, if that seems fair to people?
I'll second that.
I would second that.
Was that a motion?
It was not a motion. I'm tossing it out for discussion.
You make it a motion.
You make it a motion.
Substitute motion.
Could I make it one?
Yes, please.
All right, I move that.
Second. It's been moved and seconded. Let's
point,
go. Yes.
Question: is that an amendment? Is it a substitution?
It's an amendment.
I guess it's
got to be a substitution.
It's a substitution
it's
to
a
the
substitution.
Half that
substitute
says
motion.
STV vote by the board. I guess.
Yeah. It's a substitute motion.
Okay. Let's deal with the substitute motion.
Who seconded that? I'm sorry.
I did.
Michael Warren.
Michael. And William.
And William.
Yeah.
What happened? It doesn't matter. It was seconded.
Cole. You want to discuss it, Mark?
Is there any discussion?
No. I don't.
No discussion? Okay. Are there objections?
No.
No objection? Then it is approved.
No.
That's it.
There's an objection. There's an objection.
To have the Administrative Council select their own representatives.
No, I oppose that.
Well, there's a...
Patty opposed. Dave?
There's a technical point about the definition of the Administrative Council. My understanding includes the managers, the affiliates director. I've heard different definitions of it for different purposes, so that's one thing that should be clarified. Does the affiliate
well,
director
can clarify
and the archive?
Who's
that's right, the archive director.
Yeah, well, Dan can clarify that.
The other thing is, I do think that decision should be a decision of this board
about who sits on it.
Well.
I think that's a problem.
Separate issue.
Well, I mean, I disagree.
If there was an objection, I think that you...
There's an objection. Right. So we'll have discussion.
Discussion.
And then, is there a discussion?
Point of information.
Mark?
We have the clarification.
Point of information.
Yeah, we'll just a second. Yes?
I'd like to speak for Marty's motion. I mean, amendment.
Go ahead.
Okay. I do think that we have to be careful here about controlling the process so that we choke out other voices. And I am concerned about it because I've seen it happen before. And I think if we're going to include management, and we've already made them write non-voting on this committee, at the very least, they should be able to pick who their non-voters are.
Okay, I withdraw.
Anyone else?
I would.
Yes, Patty.
It would be good then that the archives director be included in the vote.
And the affiliates director.
And the affiliates director to be included in the vote.
Yes,
I'll accept that.
Come up.
They're on the administrative council.
I call managers and the rest of them.
Yeah.
At this point, as CFO, I'm feeling lonely. I'm the only one that's excluded from this entire process.
You want to be able to not vote too?
Yeah, I want to be able to not vote. So,
are you on the administrative council?
Yes, I am. But the words that are used is GM constantly. So I would ask the board to take into consideration my situation here.
Dan, you want to
Sorry.
Come up and tell everybody what the administrative council
you
is?
You can't be on it.
Who's on it?
I just echo, remind the board that the CFO is indeed an officer of the corporation, and I think should be included in these kind of deliberations. In terms of the Administrative Council, yes, that is a body composed of the senior management staff in the institution, that
defined
it's
as.
The department heads, which are from the archives and the five GMs, and the CFO, and the affiliates directors. So that's who've been participating in it in the administrative council. Typically, that would also include a national program director, but we don't have one at this point.
All right. Now that we know. William Dave.
I'll apologize for my outburst. I'm sorry.
Thank you, William.
But I also want to say that if we just change the language to the amendment, and I'm not going to throw out a motion because I'm tired of being slammed, but if we amend the general manager's piece, because I don't know the proper way of doing it, so I'm just going to let the body do it. If we just allow administrative council to have three representatives, they can choose whoever they want, and it can be a CFO, a GM, and an archives director. It can be whatever they need it to be, but if we're just saying that that body needs representation, give them three reps and let them decide. Non-voting reps, and let them decide who those three people are. And I think that that three slots gives them the diversity to say, we could have three GMs, or we can have a CFO and a GM and an archives director or an affiliates director or whatever they want to do, and we can move on and let their body have their, you know, sovereignty or independence or what have you. Non-voting rights.
We already passed.
We've already passed the main motion, which said two GMs.
Yeah.
So now we're talking about how they are to be selected.
I'll withdraw my objection. I also want to apologize to William if I did anything that was disturbing. And apologize to the body for anything I may have done. I think there should be a prohibition on that anybody who's going to be a candidate for either position should not put themselves forward to be on this committee. So some of the general managers may, you know, be thinking, hey, why don't I take it on this crazy job? And if they have that idea about either job, they shouldn't be on this committee.
Or the CFO may, you know.
Mike.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Would you read what we're supposed to be considering right now?
The current motion is a substitute motion proposed by Derlin, seconded by M. Warren, and that motion is that the GM selection be elected by the Administrative Council.
Is there any objection to that?
However they want to do it.
Yes, there is objection.
Is there any objection to that?
As long as it's clarified that it's an STV vote. STV ensures representation for different segments, not majority gets all the representation.
LaVar?
All right, we need to call. We need to have a vote.
All right, let's vote. All those in favor, raise your hand.
Of the council picking, it's
Administrative council.
Yeah.
Administrative council. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. That's it. It is approved. All those opposed. I don't call for extensions. All right.
Sorry. As Lonnie keeps reminding us, that we haven't dealt with the question of the CFO being on this body, so I'd like to move that the CFO be added to this committee.
Second. Moved and seconded. The CFO be added. Yes.
Okay, I have a question. I thought the CFO was part of the administrative council already.
Yeah, but our motion says general managers, two general managers. He's not a general manager. So he wouldn't be on the committee.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Dave?
Unless we, you know, added a special proviso.
Apropos my earlier comment, my question would just be, is the CFO considering either post of interim or permanent ED? If he is, I would be against it.
Well, I don't think he would have to declare now. We could simply say that anyone on that, because for all you know, a board member might be interested in
William.
Right, LaVar?
That's why.
Don't come over here with that broom. Where's the salt?
Mr. Chair, I'm not a candidate, nor do I plan to serve if elected. Thank you.
William, that's why it would have really been great to discuss this motion a bit more, and I think that I don't know where two GMs came from, but I know that there are constituencies in this body. I know that, I mean, in this institution, there are managers, there are staff members, there are board members, there are listener members, there are volunteers, there are constituencies in this organization, and we haven't discussed any of those constituencies. People have just brought forth motions that they've premeditated and brought to the board. And it would have made more sense to say three administrative council members, and I guess I can't amend it now because it's already been passed, but it'd be great to reconsider the motion and say that, because then it gives that whole unit the freedom to discuss amongst themselves who of them might be interested in leading this organization and giving them that opportunity.